We're going to sing the Alleluia again.
Yes, sir.
I love it. It's always wonderful to keep the choir on their toes, I can tell you. Keeps me on mine. There's a true story of a family that was waiting for their uncle to come back from World War II. And they had a lot of little bitty kids in the family. And this particular day, they were expecting the uncle to fly in, and there was an aircraft over the family's house. And so the mother and father said to the kids, yell to see if Uncle Johnny can see us and that he feels welcome. And so they were all screaming at the top of their voices. They were yelling, and the plane passed over. And the littlest one, a little pixie, super pixie, asked the daddy, Daddy, how did all the people get up there in the plane? How'd they get in the plane? And daddy said, well, the plane came down to earth and they went on the plane together. The little one said, wow, that's what Jesus did. Wow. Out of the mouth of a two-year-old. They can still see heaven, by the way, the little ones. And so we sing. During this homily, so stay with me. So we come to celebrate Jesus in our midst. We come to celebrate Jesus's birth. And we have him described in the prophet Isaiah as a wonder counselor, a God of all, one who comes with great love to each and every one of us. So that really becomes the question for all of us gathered here. Have we opened our hearts to receive Jesus anew as an infant? Because he loves us in that kind of innocence. He loves us in that kind of wonder. He loves us in that kind of joy. Each and every one of us, no matter what's happened in our lives. And so opening ourselves to the baby Jesus, let's sing. Saying to us, God loves us that much to be born just like us, to say to us very personally, God understands. God understands even from the beginning of time, yes, but even from the beginning of the life of an infant, even from the beginning of our lives, God has been present. It really gives us pause. God's love present to us even in our beginnings as human beings. God loving us in that way. God saying to us, I understand. I know. I'm with you. And I'm one of you. Wow! God saying to us, I am yours. I am yours, and I reflect in you my love every day. God knows that stuff happens in our lives. You know, I've shared with the people at the cathedral that when I got the phone call to become your bishop over 3 years ago, the idea was to move here and bring my stuff here and be planted with you and to love you. And God was saying to me, not so fast, Chief. Not so fast. So he stuck me in the hospital for a month. And in that moment, it became a moment of really great suffering. Great suffering. And at the time, I didn't have a clue what it really meant. But as I reflected on it, it's really very much saying, she was saying to me, unpack your bags completely. Go and love the people of the Diocese of Biloxi without any conditions. Let the love of Christ speak through you. And dear ones, that's what he's saying to each and every one of you, especially those of us that have been in deep suffering, or deep pain, or deep struggle, or have had any kind of problem, whatever it may be. He's saying to us, unconditional love, you have it. It is given from him who loves us so very much. And so we sing. Alphonse's school, and I was asking the kids, you know, how much does Jesus love us? And I said, does he love us this much? And these were the super micronauts, okay, the little bitty ones. And they were saying, no, does he love us this much? And they said, no, does he love us this much? And they all went, that's where he loves us from, right there. And he's saying to us, there's nothing we can suffer in our lives that he hasn't suffered. There's nothing we can go through in our lives that he hasn't been a part of. There's nothing that's happened in our lives that he doesn't love us in, even calling us back from sin. That's how much he loves us. That's how much he loved me in the hospital. And so we sing. One of the lessons that I learned in the hospital 3 years ago was that there is a resurrection. There is a resurrection. And that's why he came. That's why he was born in this way as a baby for us. To say he knows us that personally. And each of us can rise from the dead with him. That's why we're here. And so as we heard, you know, in the readings today, the angels singing in the Gospel of Luke, glory to God in the highest. That's us. And by the way, they're all around the altar right now. All the angels and all the saints are here with us. They celebrate the resurrection. So as we come up to receive Holy Communion and the body and blood of Jesus Christ, and we say, amen, brother, hit me with it. That amen is saying, I want to share in the resurrection forever, forever. It's okay, little one, I had that kind of a week this past week. It's all right, God is good. So we come back to Jesus saying to us, I love you unto death, and I love you into the resurrection. And so we sing.